Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
We have a major update on Bojan Bogdanovic. And unfortunately for Knicks fans, it is a disastrous one. Bojan is set to miss the rest of the postseason with season-ending injuries, not only to his left wrist, but also to that left foot that he injured in Game 4. We're going to break down these latest reports, let you know when he's going to get these surgeries, and how long he's set to be out for. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now, and make sure you have notifications turned on, so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Bojan Bogdanovic will undergo season-ending surgery to repair the injuries he has in his left wrist and now that left foot that he injured in Game 4 against the Philadelphia 76ers. This is a major blow for the Knicks. Bogey was crucial. He was clutch in the non-Brunson minutes. When Brunson was on the bench, Bogey would come in and he would hit big shot. He would hit a big three, help the Knicks go up, and that would take the momentum out of the Sixers and give it back to the Knicks. But now, with him out and him not being available any longer, the Knicks are going to have that next man up mentality and have to figure out who else is going to have to step up in Bogey's absence. But it's a huge blow for the Knicks. One of the main reasons we traded for Bogey was for the playoffs. We needed his scoring, and we definitely needed his three-point shooting. Without it, we're going to need a lot of Knicks to step up. Let's take a look at the latest reports about Bogey from Shams of the Athletic. According to Shams, New York Knicks forward Bojan Bogdanovic will undergo season-ending surgeries to repair foot and wrist injuries. Bogdanovic played a key scoring role off the Knicks bench since coming over in the deadline day trade from Detroit. According to Knicks PR on the app X, Bojan Bogdanovic will undergo surgery on his left foot and will be reevaluated in 3 months. According to reports, upon returning to New York after undergoing an MRI, it was determined that Bogdanovic's ankle was seriously injured and that he would need surgery, which is already scheduled for today. As mentioned at the top of the video, Bogdanovic suffered a serious ankle injury during Game 4 against the Philadelphia 76ers. It was in a duel with Nicholas Batum. Both of them dove on the floor for a loose ball, and unfortunately for Bogdanovic, Batum landed awkwardly on his leg, and that led to him leaving the game. He left the court on his own accord, but he did not return. And then, as we just found out, it was a serious foot injury that now he has to have surgery on. Shout out to Bojan Bogdanovic. My thoughts and my prayers go out to him. I hope he recovers fast from both of these surgeries. You gotta feel for Bojan, man. He was dealing with a wrist injury already. He definitely needed surgery on that wrist probably in the offseason. But because of the foot injury that he suffered, he had to push that surgery up, and now he's having both surgeries at the same time. He's having the foot surgery first because it's the most serious, and then he's going to get that wrist surgery. Now, we don't know exactly when he's going to get the wrist surgery. Is he going to get it after the three-month reevaluation period? Is he going to get it within that time frame? Is he going to get it in a couple of weeks? We're really not sure. But the one thing we are sure about is he's not going to be available for the rest of this postseason. The Knicks are going to have a gaping hole on the bench that somebody's going to have to fill, whether it's going to be Alec Burks, whether it's going to be Precious Achiuwa, whether it's somebody I'm not even thinking about right now. Somebody's going to have to step up and fill in that void because it's a huge void. Again, the non-Brunson minutes when he was in the game was huge. He was helping the Knicks lead the game, helping score big buckets, and making sure Brunson could get a couple of extra minutes of rest on that bench. He didn't have to rush back in the game. That is huge in the playoffs. Without him, Brunson has to play more minutes. He has to stay in the game longer. And who knows what that does to his body over the course of a 7-game series. We don't want to have to test that. But now we have no choice. We have to test it. And as we saw with Tom Thibodeau, he only trusts so many players out there. And right now, it seems like he's implementing a 7-man rotation. And that's just not going to get it done. We have to add an 8th man to this rotation. In my opinion, you know who that player needs to be. Precious Achiuwa. We saw his style of play. We saw his defense on Embiid. We saw his blocks. We saw his rebounding. He is impactful for the Knicks when he's out there. He plays well with Jalen Brunson as well, too, especially in the pick and roll. So because of all of those reasons, he needs to be in the lineup. We cannot keep killing our players with this 7-man rotation, playing them 45, 46, 47 minutes each and every game. It's not going to work out. It clearly didn't work out last game. You think it's going to work out moving forward? Put Precious Achiuwa out there and hopefully give other players on this Knicks team additional minutes to rest, recover. Because if you do that, maybe they'll be more impactful down the stretch. Maybe we couldn't get it done down the stretch because everybody was playing so many minutes. Now, you could point to the turnovers. You could point to this play and that play. But honestly, it was a collection of plays that caused our downfall and led to us losing Game 5. Game 6 is next tomorrow. We have to lock in and stay focused. But going back to Bogey, just a major blow for the Knicks again, not having him on the bench. Tom Thibodeau was asked about this injury, and he had the following to say about it. Shout out to Sam DiGiovanni for giving us the following information. Tom Thibodeau called Bojan Bogdanović a hard worker and that his injuries are unfortunate. Said that the Knicks having experience working through injuries throughout the season isn't ideal, but does help them now. Tom Thibodeau is 100% right. The Knicks have adopted that next man up mentality. That's helped push this team to heights, to levels nobody ever expected. They got the number 2 seed, dealing with a number of injuries to key players. Julius Randle, out. Mitchell Robinson, missed most of the season. Isaiah Hartenstein was on a minutes restriction for basically every game after All-Star break. OG Anunoby missed significant time dealing with that elbow injury. But despite all of that, the Knicks found a way to win. They found a way to get the 2 seed. They found a way to get the job done and beat the teams that nobody thought they should beat. The same thing is going to be true in Game 6. Best believe, this team is going to find a way to win. They're going to step up. They have that next man up mentality. Everybody believes. Everybody believes in Tom Thibodeau and what he's preaching, what he's coaching. Because that's true, we all know when we step into Game 6, we are going to be in a hostile environment, but we are going to thrive in it. We are going to shut that place down, take it over once again, and make sure everybody knows the Knicks are here, Game 6 is ours, and we're moving forward, headed to the second round of the postseason. Just wait and watch. This Knicks team never gives up. Why would they do that now? Bogey being gone is a huge blow, but that means another Knick is going to step up. I don't know who that's going to be, but I know another Knick is going to do it because that's what we've seen each and every time during this season. When one person goes down, another person steps up. And for me personally, I can't wait to see who that player is for the Knicks because once I see who that is, it's going to get me hype, excited, and I'm going to be waiting to see what he does on a night-to-night basis. Shout out to Fred Katz for also giving us the following information. One thing to watch financially after the Bojan Bogdanović surgery. Bogdanović only has a small amount of money guaranteed for $19 million, but the Knicks could choose to keep his full salary on the books, independent of his health, since they might need his salary to make a star trade this offseason. As I've mentioned for a while now, Leon Rose and the Knicks are planning to make a major trade this offseason. And if they need to do that, they need players to do that, contracts to do that, and picks to do that. Picking up Bogey's contract makes a lot of sense because if you do that, then you have a player you can include in the deal that likely can match any other player's salary to make a deal get done and have that trade happen for that star player the Knicks covet. Who that player is again, it's a question mark. Obviously, we all have our favorites, but the New York Knicks are going to have to make that decision in the offseason. But it's clear, Bogey and his contract and that salary that he has, it's going to be a huge benefit for the Knicks if and when they make that trade. So I definitely agree with Fred Katz here. Regardless of health to Bogey, they're going to pick up his contract because it goes along with what they want to do in the future. Make that all-star or superstar trade. So Leon Rose and the Knicks, they're definitely picking up Bogey's contract. I hope Bogey gets well, though, because his health is going to factor into all of this as well, too. If Bogey comes back, he's fully healthy, and he has an impact for this Knicks team, his trade value is going to skyrocket, and the Knicks are definitely going to be able to use him in a potential trade down the road to get that star player that they covet. Leon Rose and this Knicks front office, they are always playing chess, not checkers. This move that they're going to make is going to come in the offseason, and we're not going to know who that player is until Leon Rose leaks that information. You want to know how I know that? Because look who our wing is right now. OG Anunoby. To start the season, who would have ever thought that? Who would have ever thought that the Knicks would have traded with the team that they are actively suing? Not me, but Leon Rose, he probably did. He is the Don. I trust Leon. I trust this Knicks front office, and I trust this Knicks team. I trust this team to close out Philadelphia in game 6 at Philadelphia, or as I like to call it, MSG number 2. Because the Knicks are going to show up, they're going to be locked in and focused, and they are going to take that game, move on to the second round of the postseason, and see whoever their opponent is. But this Knicks team is ready. Yes, we dropped game 5, but we are not dropping another game. The Knicks take it in 6, and then we are headed to the second round of the postseason to take our demons from last year and wipe them all away. But what about you guys? What do you think about this terrible news about Bojan Bogdanović and the fact that he's going to miss the rest of the postseason with surgeries to his wrist and to that left foot? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.